Your eyes need sun. About 10 years ago, a group of scientists discovered a receptor site on the eye, on the retina. It was called melanopsin. They gave it the name melanopsin. And melanopsin is an absorber of blue light. And the highest source of blue light is the sunlight. And they found when brains had adequate amount of melanopsin, they were able to solve mathematical problems easier, their tactical reasoning increased, all because of the eye's exposure to the sun. Melanopsin is not involved in sight, and yet it's a receptor site on the retina. You see, our eyes are an extension of our brain, and our brain needs sun. And our brain gets the sun through our eyes. Another reason that we need exposure to eyes for the sake of the brain, and Dr. Neil Nedley found this, he talks about it in his book, Depression: A Way Out. He explains how he found that 80% of depressed people, their circadian rhythm was out. Circadian rhythm, what's circadian rhythm? Circad is Latin for around day. So the circadian rhythm basically is the rhythm of balance in the brain. And it is the night and dark signals that actually bring that balance. And he found 80% of them, their circadian rhythm was out. And his advice to reset the circadian rhythm was to allow the eyes to be exposed to 1 hour of early morning light. He said there is something in that early morning light that when our eyes are exposed to it, it resets the circadian rhythm. Now, doesn't God paint a magnificent picture morning and night? It's almost as if he's done something so that our eyes are drawn to the sun rises and the sun sets. And science now proves the value of this, the value of allowing your eyes to observe the early morning. And the early morning light is the most powerful. A little bit also happens in the setting sun. He said that early morning exposure of the eyes resets the circadian rhythm in the brain. Light and dark signals are fed through the optic nerve to a control center in the brain where our body clock is located, and our body clock communicates with the pineal gland. And the pineal gland, it helps us sleep at night. The pineal gland releases a hormone called serotonin. And that's why on a sunny day we feel so good, because our pineal gland is being activated by the sun's rays going through the eyes and making us feel better. So it's excellent news for someone who is challenged with depression. And the latest figures are this: 50% of Australians are or will suffer from mental illness, some form of mental illness. They're alarming figures. Is it because Aussies are going to bed too late? Is it because they're not catching that early morning light? Is it because they're not getting enough vitamin D? I don't think it's the only cause, but I think it's definitely a contributing factor in the mental illness that we're seeing. So as you can see by my illustration, we need sun. Our brain needs sun, our eyes need sun, our bones need sun, our skin needs sun. And our bones get our vitamin D from the sun through the skin, and our brain gets the ultraviolet rays through the eyes. So all are important.